Mike Garcia's Hobby Game Dev Blog Post. 2019-04-12 Pacing the Secret to Finishing. Spoiler, advice is in bold, middle of the page. Introduction: this advice comes from an excellent source, which is more important than the advice itself. So in case you don't know who Ander Lamon is, he wrote a lot of excellent beginner to advanced game dev books in the 1990s and 2000s. These are just a few books he authored. Lamon's style is verbose in a good way, breaking down complex concepts with a bit of humor here and there. It's educational, and more importantly accessible, and fun. Crash Course in Electronics: he recently created an epic, nearly 100 hours, course on electronic engineering, a comprehensive syllabus ranging from beginner electronic fundamentals, maths, analog, digital, etc., building up to the goal of designing and manufacturing PCB. The course isn't scripted. Instead, he talks like a university lecturer, more like a friendly tutor, and he goes to great efforts in showing and explaining visually. Admittedly, I haven't spent much time on hardware, casually going through the course, but if you have even a small amount of interest in electronics, I highly recommend taking a look. It's so cheap for what it is, let alone access to the man himself. Check out the free preview videos. https://www.udemy.com Crash Course Electronics and PCB Design. It also includes two electronics PDF books, and two game development PDF books. His Very Cool Black Art of Video Game Console Design book has PDF, including source code, for teaching electronic theory in the course, but the book goes on to build a console similar, and better, to the original NES. David L. Heiserman's 1978 book How to Design and Build Your Own Custom TV Games, explaining how to make a TV games console, including golf, missile attack, tag, dogfight, torpedo attack, ambush, stormtrooper attack, and pinball games. Tricks of the Windows Game Programming Guru's First Ed, which looks into AI, physics, game logic, and 2D graphics, and also includes source code. And lastly, but certainly not least, The Beast Black Art of 3D Game Programming. I blogged about this book before in regards to the Netarrows, as it's what I used back in the late 1990s and early 2000s. I find it a practical and fun way to learn 3D maths and graphics pipeline programming! The code, which is included, is simple and very easy to follow. Highly recommended! It's 25 plus years old. It has a little bit of DOS and assembly, but they can be skipped over and easily replaced with a modern layer, i.e. SDL with OpenGL. Console hardware development: Lamon isn't just a career author. If you didn't know, he's designing the controllers of the Intellivision Amico, a newly announced 2D, family-friendly, E-rated console, due in 2020. If you're familiar with the Intellivision, you'll know the original controllers were a critical part of that console. The original Intellivision. But he's not just replicating the old controllers. In fact, the new controller specs look like some serious piece of engineering. Two wireless Bluetooth controllers, up to 8-player compatible, and connectivity. 3-inch, 2:3 aspect ratio, color touchscreen. Pioneering tilting positional disc with surrounding interactive LED border. 4 arcade-style tactile feedback buttons. Gyroscope and accelerometer. Force feedback. Controller to be used horizontally or vertically, including dominant left or right hand usage. Qi, pronounced Qi, wireless onboard charging. Speaker microphone. Intellivision Amico, reveal trailer, 2018. Intellivision Amico, reveal trailer, 2018. My question: anything related video game console development or game development always has my interest, so I commented on his latest course update. I wrote, "Hi Ander, I like reading your updates D, but no mention of Amico. XDXD, sorry to be off topic, just wondering, for a bonus video, if you could do a retrospective on the books you authored, making of .. behind the scenes stuff, something not so serious I guess .. I still pick up and read through your Black Art of 3D and Guru's Advanced 3D books .. on all the game dev books, new and old, I have .. these two really resonate with me .. actually I recently got a copy of Flight of Fantasy and thought of you." Lamon's reply: "Well, I am working on the Amico hardware for E3 247. As far as behind the scenes on books, it's really simple. Imagine someone that works 120 hours a week, and never sleeps. That's it. Brutal dot but, the takeaway from writing 1,600 plus page books that other people would benefit from is the simple rule : if you want to get something massive done, you can't stare it down toe-to-toe, it would be overwhelming. Rather, you set a pace, and maintain it. I had to write 10-20 pages a day on writing days, and on coding days, I had to write memos in 1-5 days. As long as I kept that pace, I got it done. Just like the project I am doing now, it's very stressful, but I have done many large projects, so I know there's light at the end of the tunnel. The trick is to not give up, not panic, and just keep fighting, and sooner or later, you hit a point where you can literally see the end, and then it become fun. Not so, in reality, people say the first 5% of a project is fun, then the remaining 95% is torture. That's why there are 1 billion game developers that never finish a game. They write some code, make a walkthrough in Unity, then when the actual game dev starts, and the daily grind of it, they give up. Anyway, I say, that the first 5% is fun, then the next 90% is brutal, but the last 5% is actually fun, since the project is done! Exclamation, and you realize, hey, this wasn't that bad, and of course, think I could have added all these cool features. Of course, if you did that, you would have missed the deadline. Finally, Flights of Fantasy is one of a kind, just like my black art of 3D game programming. Mitch Waite, the CEO of Waite Group, knew how to let his creative authors do whatever they wanted, and the results were always bestsellers. There will never be another book like Flights of Fantasy, or Black Art. It was a confluence of things, the authors, Waite Group, and Mitch, the time, how game programming was a hot new topic, no internet to speak of really, so books really were the best way to get information anyway, good times. Closing. Wow, what a great reply. He actually replies to everyone. I still believe books are the best way to learn, well maybe after an in-depth video lecture course like Crash Course Electronics and PCB Design. D. Mitch Waite's Wikipedia entry is a great read, and explains further Lamoz's sentiments, including Waite's connections to Apple and Atari. I've always wondered how they got Steve Wozniak to write the foreword to the Black Art of 3D Programming book, and Nolan Bushnell to write the foreword of Tricks Programming Guru's Advanced Graphics Rasterization. Well, there you go, both great books deserving of great forewords, exclamation, and both still relevant today, if you're interested in simple C++ graphic pipelines. So in closing, a Glengarry Glen Ross quote, which I've adapted. ABC, always be coding. Screen capture of original conversation as seen on Udemy announcement. Welcome new students. And yes, it's TAX time again. Image of Andre Lamoz talking about books, more game engine grunt work, 3 comments on pacing, the secret to finishing Melted Cheese Gang. 2021-06-02-11-22+0200. Wow, and Lamoz seems like a computer science electronics engineering genius and a really nice guy for actually bothering to reply to you. I'm definitely going to buy his Udemy course and look at the Black Art of 3D Game Programming and Flights on Fantasy so I can be a smart boy just like him. Optimus. 2021-11-2012-47+0100. Nice reply. I keep thinking sometimes how some projects look very big, and I am not good with maintaining the pace on big projects, but looking back at the code of a finished project, I wonder how the hell did I manage this? But it was that I could focus on writing a small piece without looking at the enormity of a project. If I stopped, and look that I am still at 1%, and I need to push myself for the 99%, I would be demotivated, and abandon it. I look at finished code, and realize this was built step by step without thinking much about it. Although I've done small things, not any big game, or complete project that takes years. But I am thinking, if it looks intimidating, maybe the best strategy is to start with a simplified version of what you want to do. And sometimes you might daydream about crazy features you want to add, but then it makes it feel bigger, and overwhelmed by choices of what is better to add, or not. So maybe it's better to start with the most basic thing that does the solution, and only then build up from bottom to top. When someone wants to make their own 3D engine, people are like, "Are you crazy? Do you know how much work it needs? There are hundreds of people working in Unity Unreal, how are you gonna make it all by your own?" But to make a basic 3D engine doesn't mean to make a complete Unity UI with thousands of features as what people think. You can make something basic like a rotating cube, or a single camera moving around basic geometry, and build up from there. Maybe years later in the making will look more like an enormous project, but your basic game doesn't need a huge engine, but something simple even without UI. People think engines are the enormous UI like Unity Unreal, but a lot of old engines were a crude list of basic functions. It's the same with other things, like someone building an OS, or a computer. People think, are you gonna build MS Windows, or something? That's a project with hundreds of people behind, exclamation. But a primitive OS computer is something people wouldn't think it's an OS, or a computer. An OS can boot up in a command line with nothing to do, that's a start. A computer can be a CPU, and boot up ROM within its code, and no display for starters, then build up from there. If you think that, and try to build simple primitive stuff, and keep the pace without overthinking, you won't get overwhelmed by enormity of projects. P.S. Flights of Fantasy, I remember a friend recently showing me this book, saying look that old book I found in public library, exclamation. M. Garsha. 2021-11-26619+0100, hi Optimus. : Good advice, man. Yes, I think it's very easy to completely disregard engine building today. Because it requires a deeper level of fundamental understanding, it's easier and quicker to skip it and go directly to a larger commercial engine. But like you say, engine building is relatively simple if you just need simple features. It's just a very weak excuse, deflection, to compare it to commercial engines. I think the modern internet, social hive sites, are a lot to blame. They just hear the same crap, and repeat it, without having first-hand experiences, or even exploring alternatives. Flights of Fantasy, I was pretty disappointed with it, skimmed through it for an hour, or two. I didn't like the author's writing style, and explanation. Andre is more entertaining, and a better teacher. But three times the book 2D, but the flight sim looks impressive, at least the stills do. Comments are open.